The cat chooses a lever he did not notice before. It is recessed, almost hidden. The cat has to reach into the panel to access it. The paw disappears briefly. The lever is short, almost stubby, but its movement is total. It has only two positions, on or off. The cat flips it. Silence expands. Not the absence of sound, but the absence of constraint on sound. Any noise could occur now. None does. This lever governs containment. Somera's body is no longer bounded by its outline. Not visually, structurally, the distinction between what happens to her and what happens around her collapses. Events do not respect the skin. They pass through as if the skin were advisory rather than definitive. There is someone else there, a shapely form that presses into her, forces her down. She being stripped. This is the catastrophic ecstasy. Not because it is intense, but because it is unknown. There is no subject to whom it belongs. There is sensation, there is effect, there is transformation, but no center experience occurs without anchor. The self is not destroyed. It is rendered optional. The cat pauses. This pause is longer than the others. It looks at him directly now. Its eyes are not animal eyes. They are lenses, they reflect nothing. They register everything. He understands, without explanation, that the cat is not causing this. The cat is operating an interface that already exists. The levers are not instruments of will. They are selectors of regime. The cat lowers its paw onto the final lever. This one does not move. The cat applies pressure anyway. Nothing happens. The cat increases pressure. Still nothing. Then slowly, the lever begins to resist in reverse. It pushes back. The cat does not withdraw. It allows the pressure to return into its limb. The limb absorbs it without strain. This lever governs reversibility. It refuses. In Sumer's unfolding, this refusal manifests as permanence. Not permanence of state, but permanence of alteration. Whatever has been seen without hierarchy cannot be unseen. Whatever has been felt without containment cannot be recollected as memory alone. It persists as condition. The cat releases the lever. The corridor does not return to its previous dimensions. The wall does not close. The levers remain exposed. The system does not reset. The cat jumps down from the panel and walks past him. As it passes, he feels the fur brush his leg. The contact is ordinary, comfortingly so. It restores nothing. The cat stops at the threshold of the corridor and looks back once. Its gaze is not warning or promise, it is confirmation. Then it leaves. He wakes with the certainty that something essential has been reweighted. Not removed, not added, reweighted. The world will continue to function. He will go to the cafe, he will walk in the park, he will watch the red kite circle. But the livers are now part of the world. Summer continues to unfold in a space where hierarchy has failed once and may fail again without notice, without spectacle, without mercy. He will go to the cafe. He will walk in the park. He will watch the red kite circle. But the levers are now part of the world. Summer continues to unfold in a space where hierarchy has failed once and may fail again without notice, without spectacle, without mercy.